From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Women approaching menopause don't always know just how much the transition may impact their lives. There are ups and downs, and it's brought on by the amount of estrogen that's in the body, and it can cause all kinds of issues. Depression, anxiety, weight gain, hot flashes, sleep issues. And that's only naming a few of the side effects. Idaho State University has a 12-week program, and it's designed to help women going through these changes. It's called Menopause Matters, and the next class starts September 6th. Joining us today to talk about this innovative program is Andrea Jeffrey. She is the coordinator at the ISU Meridian Nutrition Clinic. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, well, it's about darn time we talk about menopause.
That is true. So let's start out with menopause is not an illness and it's not a disease. It's a natural progression that women go through.
Right. And it is something that I think in the past, it's the silent passage, right? We're supposed to just put up and shut up like women have had to do, historically. And I feel like we are starting to talk about it more, but what I have found, Andrea, is that you're still kind of swimming upstream because it hasn't been talked about a lot. Even I feel like sometimes doctors don't know much about it.
That is true. That is why we have formed this group. We want to overcome that taboo. We want to change the way menopause is seen in society, and we want women to be free to speak about it with their friends, with their family members, and feel comfortable with their practitioners.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, Andrea, what about this idea that I think, historically it's also been, well, when you go through menopause, you're old, right? You there's almost like no use for you anymore. And I think we have to change that narrative around it because it is a normal part of the aging process for women, but it doesn't mean we need to be just, sent out to pasture once it happens.
Oh my goodness, no, because the menopausal transition often begins somewhere between the ages of 45 and 55, and that is young. So it's something that can make us stronger. And as women bring us together.
And what about the idea then of perimenopause? Because this is also something I know women who were in their 30s going into perimenopause and you can have similar symptoms. So let's talk a little bit about that.
So perimenopause, or as it's also called, the menopausal transition. Yes, you can have changes in your monthly cycle, hot flashes, and other symptoms. These affect women so uniquely and in various ways because the body's estrogen and progesterone, the two hormones made by the ovaries, vary. These hormonal shifts and decreases in estrogen can cause the psychological changes that affect the entire body. So you mentioned disrupted sleep, memory and recall issues. How about the body uses energy differently during this time? Our fat cell distribution in the body changes and we gain weight easier.
Mm-hmm. The thing that has surprised me is because we have not talked about this collectively as women. I mean, my mom never talked about it. Is how long this transition can last. When I found out that it could be upwards of 10 years of a woman going through this, but then again, as you said, it's so unique. You don't know how long you will go through this process.
That is true. And we are so different from our mothers. We're so different from our friends and our sisters. So it can last anywhere between 7 and 14 years, depending on lifestyle choices. So smoking, the age it begins, race and ethnicity, as well as surgical or cancer induction of menopause. We're all unique, and this Menopause Matters is an opportunity for women to be able to freely speak about what they're going through.
Mm-hmm. And so your class, Menopause Matters, as I mentioned, it starts September 6th, and it will hold weekly talks by experts. So one being, you know, Hormones 101. So tell us, you know, what women will learn in a conversation just about our hormones.
Yes, our expert is amazing. And women, there are so many contradictory aspects that we learn about hormones. So are hormones right for you? What hormones are available? Are they bioidentical? What are the side effects? And they are the benefits going to outweigh the side effects or just our natural progression? So these are all things that she will be talking about. And she is the expert. So it is her coming to us so we can ask those questions in a very safe environment.
Mm-hmm. You're also not looking just at the physical changes in menopause, because those can vary so very much from woman to woman, but you're also going to be looking at things like mood and anxiety, memory. Can you talk about that? Because I think that some people have a basic understanding of, okay, there's hormone shifting when I go through menopause. This idea, though, of what it can do to you emotionally, mentally, around your mental health, is something that, again, we have not talked about. I don't think doctors have understood that.
So, yes, a lot of women experience anxiety, depression. Our body image changes. We don't look like we did when we were in our 20s. A lot of women go through the fact, whether they're finished having children, the fact that they cannot have children again. Thoughts of suicide increase at this time frame. So we are going to discuss all of that and the opportunities that are available to women and the people that they can go to talk about this.
Let me reintroduce you for folks who are just joining us. We're talking with nutrition clinic coordinator, Andrea Jeffrey. We're discussing the effects of menopause and why it is so incredibly important to talk about this, but also in a safe space. That is why at ISU Meridian, they have a class starting called Menopause Matters. It's starting on September 6th. So, Andrea, what about the idea of advocacy? And what I mean by that is, do you talk in this class at all about how you advocate for yourself when you go see maybe your primary care doctor, your OBGYN? Because I will tell you, I mean, I literally switched doctors because I adored my OBGYN. He delivered babies. I needed someone who could help me through this, you know, perimenopause process. And who understood it. And that's, I think, very hard to find. And it's also difficult, I think, sometimes to advocate for yourself and say, like, no, we need to do something about this. I'm not going to just sit here and suffer in silence. I mean, and that's not me. I mean, I'm going to complain and complain and complain until something gets done.
That, I'm glad you brought that up. That is part of this group. We are educating the women so that they can go out into society and into their practitioners and say, now, wait a minute, but the research says, or please don't disregard me. This is how I am feeling. Mm-hmm. That takes courage when you go to someone who is supposed to know more than you do and who also doesn't always have the time to listen. And that's one thing about this class. We want women to learn about the transition, regardless of what stage they're in. But also, we are discussing this lack of communication by having the next generation of healthcare professionals help with our class. So we are uniquely situated at Idaho State University's Meridian campus to be able to help teach providers, the next providers, about menopause.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, as women, Andrea, understanding, you know, the impacts. I mean, just very quickly, I mean, something like anemia, right? You may have never suffered from something like anemia your entire life. If you have heavy periods as you go into perimenopause, you could end up being anemic. And because it's a slow progression, you may not even know. And that impacts so many things.
It does. It does. And that's where your practitioner and a registered dietitian come in, because they can tailor your eating patterns to help with that. Everything is so individual. We get to look at women as a beautiful individual person and then tailor our recommendations to her. Whereas the menopause taboo is like, okay, quiet. Mm-hmm. And then here's just a blanket. So many issues do arise that require individualized care.
Andrea, why do you think in generations past, we have not talked about menopause? And really that I think that we are starting to have conversations about it. But as I mentioned, I mean, I know I feel like I'm the first generation to really be talking openly about this.
Yes. And I look at my friends and they look at me and we're like, okay, what's going on?
Oh, yes, so, exactly.
So let's start this conversation. You mentioned some of the topics that we are covering, but we're also providing a safe space to talk so that these women can feel that they can go out into the community and talk to their friends, talk to their daughters. Mm-hmm. And we can make this a beautiful part of our lives, although there are some really, really not fun parts. But the group is going to be fun. We have some great activities and some great bonding planned.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think the idea of menopause has been so taboo for so long?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. It is being researched more now, right. But in the past, it was not. We also have more menopause and hormone therapy and plain women's health practitioners than we did before. We have more female practitioners who I know when I go, she looks at me like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, well, okay, we can do this and try it. So it is, we just need to start talking. So mm-hmm. Once upon a time, sex was not talked about. Mm-hmm. Sex is a big part of the menopausal transition. So let's start mm-hmm. talking about it.
Right. I mean, I think about even as you know, the trials and tribulations of motherhood used to not be talked about that much, right? That it was, we were supposed to have this baby and then fall in love and bond with this baby. And it's supposed to be the most beautiful experience of our lives. And that is maybe for some women, there are unicorns out there and they feel that way. But that's not the case. And it's something I think the same with menopause, right? Is that this is normal. This is natural. It is normal and natural when you have a baby to not necessarily feel bonded with that baby right away. We have to use our voices as women to talk about these things because, as you mentioned, I mean, menopause is really just starting to really be researched now. And is that because women have finally started speaking up and speaking out about it?
I believe so. That's what I think. And thank you for saying it's a natural part of life. We go through this. And so but it's not an illness. It's not a disease. It's not something to be just shoved under the rug. So the more we speak about it, the more information will be out there. So we're actually taking that on and helping move this momentum forward.
Mm-hmm. So what about women who may not live, let's say, in a really populated area of the state? If they're not living in the Treasure Valley, if they're not living maybe over, you know, in the Idaho Falls, Pocatello area, they're not living up near Coeur d'Alene, they're living in a more rural area. They're going through this too. If you're female and you live long enough, you're going to go through menopause. So do you offer services like telehealth, things like that for women who need that support as well?
Yes. Many of the clinics on campus do. And with the nutrition clinic, I offer telenutrition. And it works fantastically. So it's a great avenue to make sure that you are speaking with someone who is very in tune with women's health and the changes that happen during that time period.
Well, Andrea, I want to thank you for coming on, for talking to us about this, because as you said, I think talking about it is moving the needle, and we need to continue to do this. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Andrea Jeffrey, the coordinator at the ISU Meridian Nutrition Clinic. We've been discussing a program that's helping women navigate through the transition of menopause, as well as all the symptoms that come along with it. Classes start September 6th. They'll take place on Tuesday evenings. We're going to put a link to our website about all of the information on that class. So our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.